כל הזה, כלושן הזה כוסף הרמב״ם, הוא משמע דייטי, די משום בוסו בכל אוף, הוא דין ליקין על החלוסי. הוא משום דם ליקין על החלוסי. אף על פי שבישלי, די סביר לי דם שבישלי, איבירו לו. מי הוא ענן קיימלון, די דם שבישלי, אוי שמולכי, אין אלם דרבנון. So it's just another question. The לושן הרמב״ם, is because he copied, the Mechaber adapted the Loshen Rambam. But the Loshen the Rambam says, in Likin al-Khalosim Shimbos Mecholov. So the Rambam, when he said that, so it's an accurate Loshen, because the Shittes Rambam is contrary to the Shitte of Moris Rishenim, that the Dam Shebishle, if somebody is Eichel Dam, Mivushu, he's Chayim. But the Shitte of Moris Rishenim is that Eichel Dam Shemivushu Lo, Dam Luach, so he's potter, because it's not holy korev al gabam mizbeach, so memele is potter. So memele, in the mechabea, the loshen is not so accurate. But why did he mention that loshen? Because there's a loshen Rambam. But it doesn't conform. That expression does not conform bidiyuk with the shittas of the mechabea. It conforms bidiyuk with the shittas of Rambam. But it doesn't conform with the Yuk with the Shittas HaMechaber, because the Mechaber passes, like most Rishenim, that Eichel, Dam Yivushel, is spot. So really, he shouldn't have said, V'in Leikin Al Achlosim Mishim Bosa Becholof. He should say, V'in Leikin Al Achlosim. He didn't have to emphasize Mishim Bosa Becholof. Alright. V'cholof Zocholo Mikra Cholof Klav. V'cholof Zocholo Mikra Cholof Klav. Mashma, V'chiven, V'loimikra Cholof, V'lesbe, Afilu Yisad Rabbono. In Eiser Amach, Uviiser, the Heta Shom Kosav, the Ligora Micholovisha, Umidibri Aravamagit, Periktes, Nire, the Hol of Zohorosam Rabon, because of Shechin Nire Mdiva Ramba, Shetik and Habal Shane, Behem Mashmak Tas, Bishas, Doma Shmuel Hosom, Beholovime, Beluib Hol of Zoho, Behalavime, Beluib Hol of Shruta, Behalavime, Beluib Hol of Shruta, Vim came keeping the Mechat Kromofiklu, the Hol of Shruta Kaimel in Rabona Mioser, and we learn out from the same Possek Hol of Zoho, Ochel Kamon, Simsadik, Hochaname Behol of Zoho, because we learn out from the same Possek. From the same Possek that we learn out Hol of Shruto, so we learn out Hol of Zoho, and vis-a-vis Hol of Shruto, then it's certainly Osam Rabbanon. So maybe it's Mashma that Hol of Zoho is also Osam Rabbanon. Vinire, the Arava Magid. When the Rav Magid says that Chol of Zohar was from the Rabbanon, so he says what I mentioned before. The Rav Magid Meire b'Chol of Zohar shall behemo. So that's also from the Rabbanon. Uchit b'Rash Rashi b'Shas, v'loi b'Chol of Zohar, shehoi oloi Chol of Mu'et b'na Dadi, kigein im nishtane v'hoi oloi Dadi, v'chein pirish ma'ashal shom, simen kuf, v'chein muchach, v'yashas, shom lehedi, dikoma b'sohoche boi menei, ha'mivashel b'Chol of Di, shaloi niko, ma'u, oma lehmi nitzlich, lishmui lemeima b'Chol of Vim, v'Chol of Zohar, good or yosel lichlalei, aval hai, kim yosel lichlalei mosa, shmamen ol b'cholov zocha shal behima ayam, aval b'cholov zocha di odom, pshitet ol ikolot gora mecholovish, or what I said before, ufize ha-mechaber, shehetik lo shna rambam, dimashman neidika mecholov zocha, poter, aval osea, v'yarav, b'hagoya loitli, so the shach says, that there is no machlekes, between the mechaber and the ramon. Even though on the surface it's mashma that there is a machleike, so he says there is no machleike, because when the mechaber says that b'chol of zocho, so he's poter, but mashma oseh, he has reference to chol of zocho of the behemo, and when he says v'chol of zocho lo mikro chol of klal v'nofal iserdiro shel bosor in eiseh, so he has reference to chol of odom. So there is no machlekes. Umei cholov, because of this avetei ad afileisi mi cholov shenisha, acha sheisi nadvineis, uchs mikosav amchaber b'sif shachaze, isra mach. Now, yeishem sif yitches. Now, the Ramo says, yeishem rim, di ose alachteis o eish, tachas, di roshleim kichovim, lifi sheim mivashlim bohem, pom im cholov, piom im boso, v'amchate, tachas deiro shelohem boli di bishul bosa becholov. Now the Dark Meshe mentions the whole lotion of the Mordechai, the Agoris Mordechai. So in most Mesechtes you will not find this Agoris Mordechai, But the Dakimisha mentions Dagois Mordechai. Simen Pizai, just on daf, the last line in the Agoyes da Akemeshe, and Kuf Lamed Zayin on the base. Bagoyes Mordechai, Pere Gimel Dab Rizor, Chumas Rabin Boch, she also Livashe, in many Shasin, so you don't find the Agoyes Mordechai, I mean, this Agoyes Mordechai. So, Bagoyes Mordechai, Pere Gimel Dab Rizor, Chuvas Rabin Boch, she also Livashel Psar Osea, Bibes Yisrael, Bigdele Shal Nochri, Shemo Yachte, Ha Yisrael, Bigaholim Tachteo, Vishemo Bishel Ba Nochri, Boso Bicholov, Oi Boso Bicholov Livade, Uvichitu, Iver Alis Vashel. ויומצריך לשפחו הישבס ברשוס ישראל בייס דייריס אחד של חולוב ואחד של בוס. So what does Rabbi Boruch say? That if, let's say, you have a shifra nochris and she cooks for herself, so, and she is allowed to cook for herself bus on the vele, let's say she has bus or osa, so, and the Israel is not required to stop her from using from being mevashel, was on the veil in a pot, she cooks it for herself. But Rabbi Boruch says that the Jew should not do anything under that tehillah. He why? Because if he's mechatted the kecholim under that tehillah, so then let's say she has shorsa mevashel posarosa bebeis yisrael b'dei shonochi. If she has, let's say, in that pot posarosa, let's say bos on the veil. She has bus on the veil in that part. So then, and then there might be before, so this shifronochis might have cooked there, might have cooked the cholov, might have cooked the cholov, and bus on. So mimele, so when you are mivashel, when you mechate the cholim, so the soil becomes a mivashel bus on the cholov. Now, what does he mean, Rabbi Nebaruch? She also livashil bosor osa bebeis Yisrael b'dere shonochi. What did it mean, bosor osa? Bosor osa could be bosor nevele, treife. It could be chazatu, bosor tome. Now, if the bosor osa is nevele, so then there is an iser of so he'll be aveir when he's mechatid kecholim. So, as far as Bosa Nevele is concerned, so then one is not Chayev al Achilose. The Rambam paskens that if somebody is Eichel, Bosa Nevele Bicholov, so he's not Chayev Malkes. Why? Because he's Nisa Chalalisa. And we do not say it's Nisa Meisi. It's an account of Nisa Hanoye because of the Svore in the Nikud and the Floy. In the Rambam, Pirusha Mishnah increases. That here it's not an isamaisiv because the Isar Anoya of Basbacholov is not an isamaisiv because the Isar Anoya of Basbacholov is a derivative of the Isar Achille and the basis of Rabbi Avuyes Aloche of Kol Mokim Shinem Al Yechel Isichlech and Isar Achille and Isar Anoya B'mashim. Other Rishayim say no, that it is an isamaisiv. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, when you are Mivashe, when you eat Psar Nevelo B'cholov, so you're not Chayev on the score of Basa B'cholov, according to the Ramban, that it is an Isa Meisiv, so Mimele Yachayev on the score of Basa B'cholov. Basa B'cholov. But even according to the Ramban, Yariv at the Isa of Basa B'cholov, because in every Nisa Chalalisa, so it's given Isa Mershon Murim, it's only Halochet that you're not Chayev, but an Isa there is. That's in regard to the Achille of Psa Nevele B'cholov. But as far as the Bist Elisa Bischel, so it's not shy to say Elisa Chalalisa. So then, the Rambam says that you are Chayv Malkes if you are Mivashil Psan Vele B'chol. That is if you are Mivashil Psan Vele B'chol. But suppose the Bosor Oseh is Bosor Tomei, let's say it's Chazer, it's not Psan Vele. So then, there is no Iser of Bosor B'chol if you are Mivashil Bosor Tomei with Cholov, because there is a special Zerzakosu that Bosor Tomei is nismayit from the Iser of Bosor B'chol. And you see that according to many poskim, even mid Rabbonon there is no Iser of Bosor B'chol if you eat Bosor Tomei B'chol. And certainly there is no Iser of Bishul when you are Mivashe, let's say Psachazi or B'chol. There is no Iser. Now, here he says, Chumas Rabin Bor. So what does it mean, Bosor Oseh? So Bosor Oseh can mean any Bosor Oseh. It can be any Bosor Oseh. It can be Psar Nevele, and it can be Psar Bosor Tomei. So in either case, it is Oseh. Why? Because in that part, the Nochris, before, might have cooked, let's say, cholov. Might have cooked cholov. So mimele, even if right now chazer is being cooked in that part of the nochris, but when you are mechatel the cholim, so you are in effect mivashil, you are maflit. The blie of boso behemot teiro, because right now the nochris is mivashil boso tomei. But the pot has a blie of bosor and has a blie of cholov. So when you are mechatel gecholim, you are maflit the blie of bosor and the blie of cholov. So even though right now it's psachazir, but you are mevashel bosor becholov. This is what it means, Rabbi Nebor. Now I'm mentioning it because the Shach mentions the Mordechai. Uvi Mordechai Shom Kosav, Sifyot Ches, Sheoser Levashel Psariseh, Bibeis Yisroel, Bigdei Roshel Nikhovim, Shemo Yechata Al Yisroel, Lochei, Tzorich Lishfochei Sevdes Gichovim, Shtei Deres, Acha Shal Boso, Vi Acha Shal Cholo, Vichein Posak Mitiras Chatos, Miu Boso Lav Davke, Miu Boso Lav Davke, Eloho Adin. In other words, so what does Rabbi Boruch say? Suppose you have a maid, a goye, and the goye doesn't want to eat only bosor heter. The goya, she wants to eat bosor oseh. So then you have to make an arrangement that this nochris should have a separate pot for cooking bosor and a separate pot for cooking cholov. So mimele, if she has a separate pot, so whenever she cooks bosor, she only cooks bosor in that pot, and cholov she doesn't cook in that part. Otherwise, if the nochris herself uses the same pot for cooking bosor and for cooking cholov, so then there might be a mikshul for the Yisroel in that house, because sometimes, you know, you'll be mechated the cholim and you'll be mafli the bli of cholov in the bosor, so you'll be even an iser of bishul bosor b'cholov. V'chein posak b'tiras chatos. Miu bosor lav davke. Eloho adin short vorim, vizil bosa time. So he says, when the Mordechai says, she osa levashel psariseh, bebeis Yisroel, bigdere shel michovim, he doesn't mean dafke if in that part psariseh is being cooked. It doesn't make any difference what is being cooked, whether psariseh is being cooked, or let's say cholov is being cooked, or even vegetables is cooked in that gdeire. But the gdeire itself is a bli of bosor and is a bli of cholov, because the nochri sometimes she's mivashales bosor, sometimes she's mivashales cholov, sometimes she's mivashales bosor cholov. So mimele, even though the Mordechai, the Rabbi Nebuch says she also mivashel psarisa bebeis Yisrael, he doesn't mean that it's only oseh to be mechatel gecholim tachas ik dere, de tels, psarisa hu de dere. It doesn't make any difference what is in the dere. Even if it has vegetables, yerokes in that dere, so it's still also for the Israel to be mechatel gecholim, because that dere right now, the nochris is mi vashelis yerokes in it. But at one time she was vashelis bosor, and one time she was vashelis cholov, and at one time maybe she was mi vashelis bosor bei cholov. So mi mele, when you are mechatel gecholim, so you are mevashel, boso becholov. So this is what he says. Miu boso lavdavke, alo hadin, shodvorim. Dizil boso taime. Miu ein boze alo chumre baalme, veino eilom nizor boze. Now, the Ramo mentioned three chumres here, in this agoye. One chumre is, yeshem rim di oso lachti, so yeish tachas di yoshle di chovim. Lifi shem mevashlim ben pomim cholov, pomim boso. Vam chate tachas di yoshlehem, bo lidi bishul boso becholov. So it doesn't matter what is being cooked right now in the dere. Even if in the dere right now she's cooking carrots, potatoes. So the Yisroel is not allowed to be mechatel gecholim because of the bliya of bosor and cholov that is in the dere. All right, that's one chum. Then another chumre that oit kosvu dein le'ariv mayim sheidichu bem klei bosor im mayim sheidichu bem klei cholov v'litin lifnei behimo de'asurim ba'anoye. That's the second chum. A third chumre oit kosvu da akliche isim be mayim lichvi v'sareish in lishamish bei de isim isim meifa shal akiro u regilusu li sarif shom bosa v'cholo v'lochein yesh leser gam kem li ishtamish min agdire shal atanurim shem beis achirev mishim dinitzim aleyem lipomim bosa v'cholo min agdire shem vashem atanurim. So four different chumres the Ramo mentioned. And then he says, uvi de'evet in lochish b'chol zeh. So what does it mean, de'evet in lochish b'chol zeh? All the chumres, including the first chumre of also lachti soeish tachas deyoshel lichovim livshim vashlim behem pomim cholov pomim boso vam chate tachas deyoshelhem boli debishul boso becholov uvi de'evet in lochish b'chol zeh v'af lichat chileim bozeh lochumres be'alme v'hameike lo hivzit. So the Ramo mentions all these chumres, and Rabbi Boruch says that it's osea. And he says that even David, certainly, we don't have to worry. But even lechatchila, if someone is making loyifs, it's proper to be machmir. Now, and this has reference to all the chumres, including the first chumre of osolachti soeish tachas deyoshel lichovim. So the question is, why does the Rambam say you with David in lochush? I mean, the mitzias is a nochis. Nochis, sometimes she's mivasheles boso, sometimes she's mivasheles cholov. So mimele, when you are mechatel gecholim, you are in effect, mivashel boso becholov. So why does he say mudevet in lochush? And why does he say ve'af lechatchileim bozel lechumres be'alme v'ameik lehipsi? It's only chumre. Why not mikra ledine lechatchile and even the eved? Why not? But there are many, many questions about this chumre. First of all, someone even raised that question. How can the Ramo say, Oso lachti so ish, tachas diro shalim tichovim, lifishim mevashlim behem pomim cholov pomim boso, v'amchate tachas diro shalim, bo lidi bishl boso becholov. But we have aloche stam keilim einam neyemon. So mele, in respect to this dere that is used by the Shifcha Nochis, so why should we be chishish? True, we know that this Nochis, sometimes she's Mashalis Boso, sometimes she's Mashalis Cholob, but she doesn't maintain a restaurant in the house. So she only cooks for her own use. So mele, we should apply the aloche of stam kelim. So true that in the course of the days, at one time she cooked basar, at one time she cooked cholov, and maybe at one time she cooked basar bei cholov. What does she care? But when right now, so something neutral is being cooked in the pot, why shouldn't the Yisrael be allowed to be mechatel gecholim? Why he'll be maflit the bli of basar and bli of cholov, and they will be cooked together? The particles of basar that have been balua in the deifnei agdeiro will be cooked together with the particles of cholov that are balua in the deifnei agdeiro. But there is no isa of basar becholov because it's nesin tam livgam. So there is So it's possible to say that this aloche, but of course, it's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is to the contrary. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is to the contrary. Now, this is... The psak of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, in Simen Tzadigimu, G'deiro shebishil boboso, lo yivashil boholom, v'im bishil bo, b'seich meis leis, osea, b'nei sintam, abel im sho meis leis, kidim shebishil bo, abel im eis intam livgam, u'muter hatafshil, abel agdeir asur, l'vashil bo, lo yivashil bo, lo yivashil bo, Simen Tzadigimu. So it says that if, let's say, you had a fleshike pot in which you cooked fleshike, then for 24 hours you didn't use it at all. Then after 24 hours you boiled milk in that pot. So l'chatchile, you're not allowed to do that. But if you did it, so you're allowed to drink that milk. Why? Because it's nice and tam l'tam. It's nice and tam l'tam. Now the question is raised against this mechaber, which is mentioned by Lishenim, that why, how can the Mechaber apply it to Bosa B'cholov? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the only reason as to why Nesin Tam Livgam is Muter is because of the Gzeras HaKosuf, Nevelo Shineru Yeligir, and Ikru Yeneveo. Nevelo Shineru Yeligir, and Ikru Yeneveo. Now, and this aloche, so the aloche is that after a misles, it's nisim tam lugam. And nisim tam lugam is muter mitraise because of the village in the village. But the aloche is that kol isurim shebateiro, except bosa becholov and klaya kerem, so shalik idach hanoson, so is muter. Mashein kima bosa becholov, so even shalik idach hanoson is oser. So the question is, here we are dealing with bosa becholov. So why does the Mechaber say in Simen Tzadigim? Why does the Mechaber say in Simen Tzadigim that they were shebishul b'bosa, and then shom meis leis, and then he was mivashul cholov? So the tafshil the cholov is muter. It's nesin tam livgam, but nesin tam livgam is based upon the aloche of the village in the royal Igea. That's the same aloche shalik derech achiloson. But by Bosa Becholov, Shalik Derech Haloson is Chayev Midrais, is Chayev Malkes. So even if it's Nesin Tam Livgam, it should be us. So the teretz that is given is that in this case, when do we say that Shalik Derech Haloson, Derech Haloson is Chayev, by Bosa Becholov is special Zeres HaKosuv? That is, if at the very outset it was Kederach HaChloson, it gave a tam lishvach, but then it became putrid in the course of time, but at the very outset it became a hefzer of Bosa B'cholov, Kederach HaChloson, and later on, so it became spoiled and became putrid, and it's not Kederach HaChloson. So then we say, in Shori Surin Shebateiro, let's say Nivele, suppose a piece of meat, of Nivele meat, was standing in very hot temperature, and it became spoiled, it became putrid, and the Shalik Derech HaChloson. So, and then you eat it, so you're not chayim. Mashein kim babosa becholov, if you're mivashel, bosa with cholov. And then, in the course of time, because it was standing in very high temperature, it became, the bosa becholov became putrid. So, and then you ate it, after it became putrid, so yachayim. Mashein came if at the very outset, when it is to become an entity of Bosa B'cholov, it's not nisim tam, so then it's not even the abishul. So then it doesn't asa. This is the teretz they give on this mechaber. That's why the mechaber says, deo shebishul b'bosa, lo yivashul b'cholov, v'im bishul bo, b'seich meis leis. So is osea b'neisein tam, avol im shom meis leis kenesh bishul bei, havol nisim tam livgamu muter. So the question is, what by bosa b'cholov, even in nevelo she neruyo ligair is osea? The answer is, that is, if it became a neruyo ligair later on. So the isa umpasa becholov was chal. Mashenkein, in this case, where you are mivashel cholov in a pot that is an eni beyemei, so at the very outset, when the umpasa becholov is to take effect, it's less in tam levdam. So it's not even the abishol. So then it doesn't become a heftzel umpasa becholov. That's the plain teretz and this psakal mechada. But there is a shite. There is such a shite that ligami b'osa b'cholov, so even though it's not a b'yemei, so it's also, because the aloche of any b'yemei of an eisen tam livgam is based upon the exeras ha-kosov and the vela shen eroi ligea, and by b'osa b'cholov there is exeras ha-kosov that even shalei kider ha-chelos v'ishai. So in other words, so as far as this kashen against the Rabin Boruch Shite, that also lachteis ho-eish, tachazdir sholei b'chovim, so he could say that Rabin Boruch is chemikam that shite. And Rabbi Bo holds that in view of the fact that Gabi Bosa Becholov, so even Nesein Tam Livgam, Gabi Bosa Becholov, so even Shaloi Kiderech HaChiloson is Osea, so HaChiloson is Osea, so Mimele, the Aloch of Nesein Tam Livgam doesn't apply, and even when it's Nesein Tam Livgam at the very outset, so it becomes affected with the Isea of Bosa Becholov. That's Rabbi Baruch. But we don't pass like that, like Rabbi Baruch. So Memele, one reason as to why the Ramo says in respect to this first Chumre, uvideevet ein lochosh b'cholze, v'af lichatchile ein bozeh lechumres b'alme, v'af lichatchile ein bozeh lechumres b'alme, v'ameik lehifsid, because stam kelim in the yemon. So why does Rabbi Baruch chasa to be mechate? So apparently Rabbi Baruch held that by Bosa Becholov, even so Nesin Tam Livgam is also even if at the very outset, when the Bosa, when the Cholov combines with the Bosa, it's Nesin Tam Livgam, so it still becomes affected with the Yisar of Bosa Becholov. And if it becomes affected with the Yisar of Bosa Becholov, so it applies not only to Gabi Achile, it applies to Bishle as well. But we don't pass like Rabbi Baruch and the Chite, so that's why he says, alright, then there is another reason as to why. So the crazy placey mentions another reason as to why it's only a chumre. Now the Primigodi mentions the crazy placey. Now, Yutches, and that Shach, Yutches, in the Primigod, Yeshay. So he says, Ein Shach, Dein Elom Nizorim Baze, Dein Lechum Rebao, Ein Chesil Place, Eishu Gimu, Til Dine Bosa Becholov, Yesh Bishla Chabish, Umikol Mokeim Habolua Shebisei Chagdeiro, Mi Bosa Becholov Yachat, Sheyifleit Lechutz, V'izbashel lo yichoshu dizel ohoyo derer bish avol boso deiro basyemei micholov vaday have derer bish. So in other words, so there are two other timing. As to why this is a chumre b'al. And the Eino Lechishishim Zebazeh. So one time is because in Bishlach Habish. In Bishlach Habish. In other words, why is it Osir? Why does Rabbi Baruch say it's Osir to be Mechatik Cholim, Tachas Agdeir of the Nochis? Why? Because that Gdeir has a bli of Bosor, it has a bli of Cholof. When you are Mechatik Cholim, so you are Maflit, the particles of Bosor that are Bolua. And you are also muffling the particles of cholov, the droplets of cholov that are balua, and they are cooked together. So you are mevashel bosa becholov, but the particles of bosa that are balua b'shechadero were already cooked once. How did they become balua inside the deiro? Because he cooked bosa at one time. Not one time, many times. So particles of bosa were absorbed by the deif nagdero. So these particles went through a process of Bishul at one time, and the particles of Cholov went through a process of Bishul another time. Now, when you are mafli the particles of Basar and the particles of Cholov, and you are mivashal them together, so it's in Bishul HaBishul. So why does Rabbi Baruch say that it's Hosea? The answer is, Rabbi Baruch holds that the halacha of in Bishul HaBishul has application in Shabbos, but it has no application in Basar v'Cholov. As by Shabbos there is halacha that if you are mivashal on Shabbos a food that was already cooked once, so it's not a meloch. Mashein kein, because by Shabbos, so it's an iser of meloch. So if you cook something that was already cooked, it's not a meloch. But bishul b'cholov is an iser of bishul. Per se, it's not on the basis of meloch. So mele, there is bishlach bishul. Who says that? The Yeshuas Yaakov says that the aloch of him bishlach bishul. The aloche of in Bishla Achabisho does not apply to Basar v'Cholov. Now there is now, there is a raya from Rabbi Gershon in Chum Daf Kufches on the base, the first big line in Rabbi Gershon. So he says, like this. Oh, he says, "Becholov mivushu, v'loka choti zayis meisi boso, v'choti zayis meisi cholov, v'chozar ubishlom pamachas." So in other words, suppose you take the whole of mivusha, the loka choti zayis meisi basar, the choti zayis meisi cholov, the chozar bishlo. Suppose you are mivashel a second time, basar v'cholov. It was already mivashel once, and you are mivashel at the second time, and then you eat it. So he is not chayiv malkis for the bishul because in bishul achabishul, but he's chayiv malkis for the achile because true in bishul achabishul. So the second bishul is not a bishul, but the first bishul is a bishul. So memele, so ubishlam pamachas abishulei loyloke dichvo mivushal achile loke diochol kazayisisa. Beis a bishul amru kol shachile meichli neisei kilei ma'adim achile means goy, because how can you determine it? I mean, you couldn't determine in terms of Jews. I mean, unfortunately today, so you could determine it in terms of Jews too. But so he says, "Kol she'achir meislei say kleimar demitchilo lemisbashel kol tzolche." So first of all, so we see two aloches here on Rabbi Gershon in regard to Basar v'Cholov. Now, let's say Gabi Shabbos itself, there is aloche of in bishlach habishul. Now, the question is, when do we apply? So here we see a shita of Rabbi Nigarsh in regard to Shabbos. Because on Shabbos there is a machlokes reshelim. When do we apply the aloche by Shabbos of a bishlach habishul? Is it only after if a full bishul was realized in a certain food article? So then if you are mevashel, full bishul means nizbashel kol tzorchei. So then if you are mevashel it again, so we say in bishlach habishul. But suppose it was nizbashel once kimachol ben drosoy, not a full bishul. So, and then you are mevashel again. Are you chayiv on Shabbos or not? So on that point there is a machlekes reshelim. Nigabi Shabbos. There is a machlekes reshelim. There is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, when do we say on Shabbos in Bishlach HaBishul, only if a full Bishul was realized once. And then you are mevashel on Shabbos again. So we say in Bishlach HaBishul. But suppose a partial Bishul was realized. Shlish Bishul, Chotzi Bishul, Machl Ben Drusoye. Then you are mevashel again, you are chayiv. According to the Rambam, according to the Rashbo, so if a partial bishul was realized, we already applied the aloche of in bishlach habishul. So we see from the Rabbi Nigarshin here that in order to apply the aloche of in bishlach habishul, so it must be nizbashel kotzof. Kol she'achirim o yoich l'nisei. In other words, so kolim ad mitchilo, avol kol she'achirim eich l'nisei, shel nizbashel kotzof. So then he was mevashel it again, so then he's chayiv mishum bishul. So in other words, so number one, we see in the Rabbi Nigarshin that he holds that in order to apply the aloche, that's the kuf ches in Rabbi Nigarshin, that in order to apply the aloche of him bishlach habishul, so it must be nizbashel kol tzoche. Another din, another chiddush that we see in Rabbi Nigarshin, that the aloche of him bishlach habishul applies to both of the cholov also, not only the Shabbos. Now the issue is Yaakov. So he says that it doesn't apply to Bosan Cholov, it only applies to Shabbos. Because Shabbos, Bishul is also Mitzad Melochet. So if the Melechet's Bishul was already realized, so it's not a Melochet, the second Bishul is not a Melochet. Masha'inkin, Gabi Bosan Cholov, it's not on the basis of Melochet. So Yachayev for Bishlach HaBishul also. So, in other words, so we can say, so another way of explaining the Rabbi Yeruchem, you see, so not Rabbi Yeruchem, Rabbi Nibaruch. One way of explaining Rabbi Nibaruch is that Rabbi Nibaruch holds that even if at the very outset it is Nesin Tam Lugam, it doesn't even be, so it becomes a Heftz of Basam Cholo. But maybe Rabbi Nibaruch, when he asks to be Mechate, Kecholin Tachas Agdeiro, so Rabbi Nibaruch has referenced the case where, the woman of the house or the man of the house knows that this nochris was mivashel within the last 24 hours. He has reference to such a case. So in such a case he asks it. But if he doesn't know, so then in Chaname we presume stam kelim in the Eimon, and then even Rabbi Nibaruch would say that he doesn't become a heftz of basa becholov if at the very outset when the cholov combines with the basa, so it is nesin tam levgam, so nesin tam levgam. But Rabbi Nibaruch has reference to a case where the Yisrael knows that the nochris was mivashel in that gdeire. Within the last 24 hours prior. He knows. So then the question is, if Rabbi Nibaruch has reference to such a case where he knows, so why does the Ramo say that it is Chumra Ba'almen, even Lechatchile HaMeik Leifzit? So we can explain the Ramo that on the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Nigarshin, that Rabbi Nigarshin says that Aloche of Im Bishlach HaBishl applies to Basa Becholov. So, but Rabbi Nibaruch, so why does Rabbi Nibaruch has a chitu gecholi? Rabbi Nigarshin says that if the Basa was already in his Bashel and the Cholov was already in his Bashel, so then when you take the same Basa that was in his Bashel already and the Cholov, the same Basa that was in his Bashel already, and you are mivashel them again together, you are not even the Isar of Bishul because of Bishlach HaBishul. So here too, why should it be also to be Mechate? Why? Because by being Mechate, you'll be mafnit the bli of Basa, you'll be mafnit the bli of Cholov, and then they'll cook together. But in Bishlach HaBishul, so then we have to say that Rabbi Nibaruch is chilikan Rabbi Nigarshin. So that's why the Ramo says, afilu lechatchile hameikol yifsit, because the Ramo paskins like Habinigash. So in other words, so this is the way we can explain the Ramo. When the Ramo says, "Uvidevet in lochush b'chol ze ve'af lichatchila im bozel lechumres be'alme ve'amitlo yishti." All right, I mean, I cannot go. It's already late enough. Now, I don't want to miss any shiurim, and we have to cover a lot of ground. Now, so because of that, so tomorrow I would like to give two shiurim. Now, don't become scared. It's not going to be a regular thing. It is just tomorrow. So the first shiur will start very early, and then there'll be a second shiur in Basam Chol. The machlokes between the faithful placing and the primigodim, and it was mentioned that in the Rambam, so it's mentioned exactly like the primigodim, so not like the faithful place. So the faithful place says that in view of the fact that the Apostle B'chol he's chayiv shavuich derech hachloson, so b'meile, even if Bosa B'cholo will become yuret in a neutral meichel, and even though it will give a tam livgam, it will still be osa. In other words, according to the crazy place, if you cook, let's say, potatoes in a pot in which Bosa B'cholov was cooked, let's say, 2 days before. So it's already nice time with gum. So he says the potatoes will be osa. Why? Because the reason is why nice time with gum is muter is because it's in real shin oil gear, it's a week in a rachelosol. And by Bosa B'cholov, shall we get a is ha. So the primigodim is masik. So that's sifit ches in the shach, the primigodim. And he says, chad b'trei botr. In other words, since there is bitl, but there is aloch of tam kikya, it's really the same oneness as Rav Chaim. So, the aloch of tam kikya, and tam kikya is a new aloch. So even according to the Rishonim who say that on tam kikya there is malkes, so it's because the new aloch and the new iser of tam kikya precludes bitl. But first, the new iser of tam kikya has to take effect, then bitl is precluded. But Tam Kikya does not take effect if it's nice and Tam with Gam. Tam Kikya takes effect if it's nice and Tam with Shvach, not if it's nice and Tam with Gam. So Mimele, in the case where it's an Eine B'yeme, where the Gdeire of Basa B'cholov is Eine B'yeme, so Mimele Tam Kikya does not take effect. So Mimele there is Bittl. This is what Rav Godim says, and Rav Chaim says the same thing, but Rav Chaim mentions the Rambam in Pirik Tesvov, Milchus Machlokes Asures, Haloche Lam. Now, as far as the Mordechai is concerned, so Pashtes it's mashma that the Mordechai is referenced to every case, not only to a case where we know that the Shifron Ochris was mivasheles, let's say the same day, Bosor and Cholom, even to a case where it's not known that she was Mivasheles, Bosor and Cholov the same day. So that means that it's an Inibayemi. Still, according to the Mordechai, it's Oser. Why? So the Mordechai Shite, I mean that's coming both in the Mordechai. The Shite is that in view of the fact that by Bosor and Cholov is Chayiv Bimlan Shaliki Derech Hachloson, so then, not only in the case where Bosor B'cholov was cooked in Megdere, and then after Chobdal choice, something else is cooked, so it will become Oser. But even in the case where basar was cooked, let's say, on Sunday, and then on Tuesday, you boiled milk in the same day, right? So it also becomes a chepter of basar b'chol. You see, the Kepresil place, he says, if basar b'chol was cooked in the day, right? And then, let's say, 2 days later, 3 days later, or a month later, potatoes will be cooked, so then it will become awesome. But the Kepresil place is made that if basar will be cooked, let's say, on Sunday, and then you'll boil milk in the same pot on Tuesday, so it will not become basar. Because at the very outset, in order to become a chefetzer basar b'cholov, it has to give it tam b'shuvach. If it doesn't give it tam b'shuvach, it tam pogum, it doesn't even become a chefetzer basar b'cholov. The crazy place, he says, only when basar b'cholov together were cooked, and then 2 days later you cook potatoes, then the potatoes become basar. But if basar was cooked on Sunday, and then on Tuesday you cooked milk in that pot, so it's not in the bishul, because it gives a tam pogum, not a tam bishumech. But Pashtes of the Mordechai is mashma, that he goes even one step further than the crazy place. And the Mordechai holds that even in such a case, it will become a chefetz of basar b'cholov. That's why the Rabbeinu Baruch doesn't mention any special situations. But in every case, also lechate isoei shtachas diyosh lelichomim, lefishim vashlim ben pon b'cholov, pon in boso, svam chate tachas diyosh lehem bol idin bishol boso b'cholov. So even if we don't know as to whether the shifcha noch is cooked within the 24 hours prior, and we should say, stam kelim inam leyemon. So even in such a case, it's also lechate is, according to Rabbeinu Baruch. Why? Because by boso b'cholov, So it can become a chepetzer basar b'cholov, even at the very outset, through a tampon. So then, and the Rambam says, "Uvidevet in rochosh b'chol ze, v'afichatchile in bo ze l'chumres b'alme v'amikel leivzi." So Mimela, that means, so in the case, so according to the Rambam, so of course, in the case where we apply the aloche of stam kelim inam leyemon, so of course it's a mochush, and even lechatchile in bozel lechumres bealme v'ameikah leivzi. But it's mashma. One second, it's mashma from the Ramo that the Ramo says uvidevet in mochush b'chol ze, even if we know that this Gentile maid, so it's the only pot that she has, and that she constantly keeps on cooking there every day. So then we cannot apply the halacha of stam kelim inam leyemon. So even in such a case, the Ramo is mati. Why is he mati here in such a case? So two times I mentioned. The Or HaShulchan mentions two times. The Crazy Place, the Primigodi, the Or HaShulchan, they mention two times as to why the Ramo is matir in such a case. So one reason is because of Imbishla Habishma. That's why the Ramo is matir, even in a case where we know that it's not the Benyam. In a case where we don't know, so then we could be matir on the basis of the Aloha of Stam Kelim in the Yemon. But even in a case where we know it's not, it is a Benyam, let's say, it's the only pot that the Gentile maid has, and she constantly keeps some cooking there. So sometimes she cooks basar, sometimes she cooks cholov. So even in such a case, the Ramo is mad, because the Ramo doesn't say, he speaks indiscriminately. In other words, in all situations, even if we know that the keila is a benyame, we know that the maid cooked something an hour before. So even in such a case. So the Ramo is matir. Why is the Ramo matir in such a case? So there are two explanations. One explanation is on the basis of a bishlach habishim. So the mele, even though it is a beyeme, and let's say within the 24 hours basar was cooked, and within the 24 hours in the same pot milk was cooked. So the basar was cooked already and the milk was cooked already. Now when he's mechatel gecholim, he's mevashel it again. So the mele in bishlach habishim, as Rabbi Gershon says, as Rabbi Nigashin says, that we say in Bishlach HaBishl by Bosom Chol. But then another explanation as to why the Ramo says, Uvidevet Imocho Shvav, Vavichatchila Imbazel Lachum Vesbealm, Vavichatchila Imbazel, is because it's not the Rabishl. In other words, so the Pligodim says, when is it the Rabishl, if you boil, let's say, milk in a pot in which meat was cooked the same day, then it is the Rabishl. Why? Because the whole of one of the components, in order to have a Bishl of Basab Cholov, you have to have two components. So one of the components is Cholov and one of the components is Basab. So if you boil milk in a pot in which an hour before meat was cooked and it has the bleer of meat that is nice and tamli shvach, so then it is the Bishl, because the milk, one of the components, is visibly present in the pot, but the blie of the minute particles of bosor that are niflat into the beer, that's invisible. So mainly it's considered the Bishl. But if, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning you cook meat, at 7 o'clock in the morning you boil milk in the pot, now at 12 o'clock, so you are cooking potatoes. So then neither component of Basar B'Cholov is visibly present in the day. Only minute particles become niflat and they become absorbed by the potatoes, and the minute particles of milk and the minute particles of the basar are cooked together. But neither component is visibly present in the day. That's not the Rabishl. When you are mivashel milk in a gdeira that has a blie of bosor, or when you are mivashel bosor in a gdeira that has a blie of cholov, then it's the Rabishl. Then it's the Rabishl. But if you are mivashel, let's say, potatoes in the pot, but the pot has a balua of bosor and a balua of cholov, both are the aim. So then it's not even the Rabishl. So that's the other explanation. That's the other explanation as to why the Ramo says, and they seem to assume that this is the Iker explanation. I mean, I don't know. How do they know that this is the Pshat in the Ramo? Maybe the Pshat in the Ramo is on the basis of both timing, because it's not the Rabishl, and also because in Bishlach HaBishl. V'atam d'eini l'chum v'zbe'al medor ha'shulchon. B'dino rishnu l'achtis tahat d'eva shalem, yesh lo ima mishnei tahat. Oy mishum d'in Bishlach HaBishl, b'posom cholo, k'moy l'in Shabbos, they will have their place in Bishlach HaBishl, which is called the Chaim Sinan Shem Yitches, Oy sha'atamu, b'shum d'posom b'cholo, ha'bolua b'chli, v'shaya bo ze Bishl, d'ein ze der HaBishl sh'osho teyo, v'chein, kosu v'achein, d'itam ze ikya, v'kosu, d'yeish Bishlach HaBishl, b'posom cholo, gomo, she'in b'lua. So in other words, place primigodim. So in other words, they say that the ikatam of the Ramo is why the Ramo is not machmia for the shite of Rabbi Boruch on the Mordechai is because it's not the Rabishl. So it's not Mishl. But the primigodim points out, he spells it out here in Sif Yitres, that when is not the Rabishl, if let's say you cook potatoes in the pot, and the pot has a blie of b'yemei of boso and the blie of b'yemei of cholov. So neither component of the entity of boso of cholov is visibly present in the gdeira, is visibly being mispashel in the gdeira. So then it's not the Rabishl. Masheike, if you cook cholov in a pot that has a blie of boso b'yemei, then it is the Rabishl. In other words, so according to that pshat, when the Ramo is matir to be mechatik echolim, so it's only if the Jew makes sure that the maid does not have either milk or bosor in the pot. But suppose He sees that she's boiling milk in the pot, then he's not, even according to the Rambam, he's not allowed to be mechatel the cholim. Because of the possibility, in other words, if it is a deira that is used constantly, it's the only deira that the maid has, so maybe we cannot apply the principle of stam kelim in the yemon. So it's very likely that it has a plea b'yemein of basar, and now cholov is being boiled, is visibly being boiled in the deira, so maybe that's the rabish. So when does the Rambam say you eat everything ochush, if something neutral is being cooked now in the pot, not if boso or cholov is being cooked. Right. Right, and this is what they say. Because v'achemim, the tam zeikia, because with yesh bishlach habishl, but it's not so poshet, yesh bishlach habishl, the Rabbi Gershon says, ein bishlach habishl, that kufches. So, one thing is clear, that Rabbi Boruch himself certainly holds yesh bishlach habishl. So in other words, Rabbi Boruch, like this, I don't know of any Rishonim who says explicitly contrary to Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gershon says that Aloch of Bishlach Abishl that applies in Shabbos, applies in Mosav Chol. The Yishuas Yaakov, Vinis, Chuvas, Simen Lamed Ches. So he's Yishuas Yaakov, not Yishuas Yaakov. Yishuas Yaakov, in his Chuvas, Simen Lamed Ches, he says that Aloha from Mishlach HaBishul has application to Shabbos, because there it's also on the basis of Melochim. Masha'in Kei, Ligabei, Bosom Cholov, it's not in Israel Melochim. So Yesh Mishlach HaBishul. So that's contrary to Rabbi Gersh. That's contrary to Rabbi Gersh. But Rabbi Boruch Mordechai certainly is Chilka Rabbi Gersh. Certainly, chilikam b'yashin. So we can say that even though the Rambam is not cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Boruch, so it's because of the other shites of Rabbi Boruch. Because from Rabbi Boruch we can deduce three big chidushim, and all the three chidushim alechum. Three big chidushim. Number one, pashtes of the lashon of Rabbi Boruch. Is mashma that even in the case of stam deira that we don't know as to whether it was used by the Gentile maid the same day or not. So in the stam deira where normally we have to apply the principle of stam kelim v'yemon. So even in such a case, Rabbi Boruch asks us to be mechatel cholov. So in other words, that Rabbi Boruch holds number one that if let's say boso b'cholov gave a tam pogum in, let's say, in potatoes, so it becomes osam. It becomes osam. As the crazy place, he says. In number two, that even if cholov was nispashel in gdeiro she'eino basyeimo or boso, it becomes a hefzo basam cholov. And number three, that even when the neutral thing, neither boso nor cholov, is visibly being cooked in the pot, and both the components of the boso and cholov are belua, are invisible in the gdeire, so it's considered a bishul, and it involves an iser of bishul cholov. That's number three. Number four that we can deduce from Rabbi Boruch in Mordechai, that yesh bishlach habishul. So four chumres we can deduce from Rabbi Boruch. Four chumres. But the Rambam says that we don't have to be cheshish. So we have to say, according to the pshat, that most achrenim say in Rambam, that the Rambam, the ikatam as to why the Rambam is not cheshish for this din of Rabbi Boruch, is because it's not the rabishul, but as far as yesh bishlach habishul or ein bishlach habishul, the Rambam holds the paskin snap like Rabbi Gershon. That yesh bishlach habishul. Why? Because the Rambam on that point he agrees with Rabbi Boruch, not with Rabbi Gershon. All right. Now that's in regard to the first chumre that the Rambam mentions. There are four chumres that the Rambam mentions. The second chumre that the Rambam mentions is oit kosu. Then learif mayim shetichu bem kli bosori mayim shetichu bem kli cholom. Vilitin lifnei beimo. The asurim ba'amoy. Now I mentioned several times already. I mean that. From this Rambam, it's a riot to this, the Chiddush of the Shach, that when one is mevashel posel together with cholo, l'shem rifueh, so then there is no iser obishim. There is no obishim. So the raya is from this ramo, and that's not so, and that's not unreason. It's a chidesh, but from the Rambam it's mashma that way, because the Rambam says that achile is osea because it's a kalvachemia. It's a kalvachemia. If bishlu is osea, so achile is osea. So if we assume that the iser of bishlu is only shayach when it's mivashel tzir achile, then we can understand the logic of that kalvachemia. But if we say that the iser of bishlu applies even when it's not tzir achile, that the iser of bishlu applies even when he does it for the purpose of making a scientific experiment, so what's the logic of this kalvachemia? So we see from this Rambam, it's a raya mochachas, that the iser of bishlo posa becholov is only shayach if he's mevashel posa becholov l'tzirach achile sodo. It can be a goy, but l'tzirach achile sodo. Masha'in ken, if he doesn't do it l'tzirach achile sodo, even if he does it, he's mevashel posa becholov l'tzirach achile behemo, so it's not osa. It's not osa. So, but only when it's l'tzirach achile sodo. So the mele, he says, here, oit kosu, then we are in mayim, shivicho bem koli poso, in mayim shivicho bem koli cholo, v'mitinu lefne behimo. So, the crazy place here, and the Rabbi Kvegia here, as the kashe, he says, kosher, dim kei milvad amri, litza liari, why does Ramo say, in the name of the marim, that it is also have to be liari, hat, fleshike gris, with hat, milchike gris, and to serve it as fodder for the behemoth. Because of the Isra'noye, it should be also because of Bishul. So what do we say? What we say, no. It's not also because of Bishul, because, and that's another kashi against the Madim. So it's not also because of Bishul, because if it takes hot, fleshy, hot water that has mayim shidich ben koi boso, so that's hot water that has fleshy grease, meat grease. And then mayim shidich ben koi cholov, so it's hot water that has milk kegris. So it's not also to be married with two on the score of Bishul because it's cliche. So that's why the Ramo has to say Zosea because the Marim has to say it's Zosea on the score of Anoye. But the question is this, Monefcher, if the Marim votes that there is no Isa Bishul by Klisheni, because Klisheni is not Mevashel, so it shouldn't be also Anoye either, because there are Bishlos for Teo. So that's another kashe that basically mask against the Marim's Chumre. But anyway, be it for whatever reason it is, so the Marim says that it is considered a bishop, because if it wouldn't be considered a bishop, so it wouldn't be also Manoi either. So if it is considered a bishop, whatever the reason might be, it is a bishop. Let it involve an Isa of bishop. So there's the kashe of Rav Kinei, yeah? And then he says, Achakim, when he see Domar, was there a place? So Rabbi Kiliya gives a certain teretz, and that teretz of Rabbi Kiliya is a deichat. So in other words, so the plain teretz and the kashi of the place and Rabbi Kiliya is, as the Shach says, and this is mistaveh, because there is a rayim chachas from the Rambam, that the iser of Bishlu is only shayach when he does it litzirach achil esodom. But here is miari, hot water with fleshy grease and hot water with milky grease, in order to give it a spotter for the behemoth. So he's not making the bishul. He's not realizing the bishul litzir hachil asodo. But litzir hachil as behemoth, there is no isa bishul. But b'tir asanoi it's osa. B'tir asanoi it's osa. That's why the second chumre that Ramo mentions in the name of the Marie, then we are in mayim shidichu ben kli posor, in mayim shidichu ben kli cholov, v'litin lifne behemo, v'asurim behanoi. That's what I'm saying. Now the question arises, that's the other difficulty. Why is it also banoi? After all, there are bishlos for them. And it's klisheni, he takes mayim, in which he washed fresh kedishes. And then he has mayim, then in which he washed milk kedishes. So it's klisheni, he washed the dishes in there. It's hot, but klisheni is not mivashel. Klisheni is not mivashel. So So if we are to assume now the shite of the chayodom is and is mitayket from Rosh Rambam Trumei Samin, and we saw, I mean, that this shite is really mentioned in Rishayim too. That when is there a distinction between Klerishin and Rishayim? Only when it's Yat Lezbe. That we discussed at great length in Tanuris. But if it's Yat Nichlezbe, I mean Nichlezbe, so in the sense of burning hot, and Zeledes in the sense of hot. In other words, it's a, sometimes what is Zeledes? Zeledes means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortable. But many times you put your finger in hot water. You don't feel comfortable, but it doesn't burn. Sometimes it's so hot that it burns. So that's Yad Nichmezbe. So when do we make a distinction between Zeledes and Klishemi only when it's Yad Zeledesbe? But if it's Yad Nichmezbe, so even Klishemi is Mevash. So then, I don't know, I'm not an expert in, I don't have experience in washing dishes, but if, let's say, sometimes you wash dishes in burning water, so then, if you wash dishes in burning water, I know that many women, so they wear gloves when they wash dishes because they don't want to burn their hands. So that means that sometimes the water is very hot, it's burning hot. So let's say if the Marib has reference to such a case, let's say where you have hot water, burning hot water, in which the fresh dishes were washed, and burning hot water in which the milk dishes were washed, and then you are married, so then there is bishul. Then there is bishul. So he says, so daily having mayim sheidichu behem kliposa, in mayim sheidichu. So the male sins it's bishul. So the male is just annoying because it's damaged. If it wouldn't be bishul, so then it wouldn't be also annoying because it's not there a bishul. It's not there a bishul. And the plain mixture of meat and milk is mutabanoyim midrabonon. The Chachomim only answered achile midrabonon, a plain mixture without bishul. But banoy, it's not awesome. So that's one teretz that we can give. Another teretz that we could give is because teis v'shite in Shabbos in Kirov is that even though klishei is not mevasheil, but midrabonon there is bishul. I mean, we don't pass the Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't seem to pass like that. But that's tasteless shite. That midrabonon, there is bishul. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch does pass. The Dorosh and his Bashel bin Heiro, so then there is bishul in the Klisheiti, and in the Klishlishi he could have bishul. But I'm referring to Mayim. Mayim, so the Gemara is, so it's a Gemara Meforeshes, that by Mayim, Klisheiti is not in Bashel. So there is a shita of shame, takes a shita in Kiro, that with Rabbonon there is bishul. By cliche, if by mind, something that is not with Bashal Vileo. Not with Bashal Vileo. Why? Because it's Merzek in Bashal. So that will be a big chidesh. So we could say it's very mistaken to assume that since even according to Tesis, it's only also on the basis of Merzek and Vashel. So that has application to Shabbos. So by Shabbos, there is a Nisan Rabbonon of Merzek and Vashel. But by Moshe Chalom, not. It's mistaken like that. But it's not Muchach. So it's possible that according to Tesis Veshite, by Shabbos, there is a Nisan Rabbonon of Merzek and Vashel. By Klisheini, so maybe by Moshe Chalom, it's also some Rabbonon. So that could be another teretz. In other words, that the Mariv agrees with Teis V'Shite. Either that the Mariv has reference to burning hot water, Ufiyat Nichvezbe, or that the Mariv has reference, now, something else is possible. We learned in Tarubes that the Rashba Shite is, the Torah mentions in Simon Kufay that Rashba, so that's the complicated Torah. So he mentions the Rashba, that the Rashba Shite is, that klisheini is mavliya and mavlit kidei kli the rashbashi, and now the mechaber in Simen Kufei mentions that shit. Oh. In Simen Kufei, Siv Beis. חיים של פרישין שייצר לסבי, מבשר ויסקור. אבל חיים של פרישין אין מבשר. ויש אמרים שגם כן אין מפריק לא מבריאה. ויש אמרים, זה רעש בשיטי. זה רעש בשיטי. ומקום כן מפריק ומבריאה, בואו שתוגרם. ויש עקד הקליפה. ויראו לא חיש לזוי הבדור לחתכם. So the Rashba Shiti is that Rishaini is Mavriya and Mafri, the two things together. It's a Kidei Klippi. But the Mechaba doesn't spell out V'yei Shemri. So you see, when the Mechaba discusses Chim Shal Kli Rishai, I think that when we learn this Siv, so I put it out, the Shinu Aloshi, that when the Mechaba said, discusses the Klivishin, so he uses a lotion, Chim Shal Klivishin, Sheyatzel, that has been Mivashel Reza. So he spells out Mivashel. But when he says, and then he says, V'yeshenim Shegamkin in Mafri U'Mafriya, V'yeshenim, the Mikomo came who Mafrit U'Mafriya. And it means both together. He doesn't say V'yeshenim, the Mikomo came who Mivashel U'Mafrit U'Mafriya. He says, V'yeshenim, the Mikomo came who Mafrit U'Mafriya. So the Pashtis Aloshin would imply that even according to the Rashba, so Klisheini Mivashel it isn't, but it's Mavri and Mavri. However, the Marshal and the Taz, they both say, they equate Bishul with the function of being Mavri and Mavri together. So the Marshal distinguishes between being Mavrit alone, Mavri alone, but not being Mavrit and Mavri together, the two things together. And the Marshal and the Taz, and even the Shach, they all assume that the definition of Bishul consists in accomplishing both things, Haflote and Avloy. So in other words, so if we are going, but this is mentioned by the Marshal, this is mentioned by the Taz, this is mentioned by the Shach, but it's not mentioned by the Mechaber. So the Melee, it's very possible that the Mechaber doesn't agree with this definition of Bishul, that Bishul consists in doing the two things together, of Aflote and Avloy. So the Melee, so the Mechaber, even though it mentions the Shita of the Rashba, the Mikomokim and Mafri, Mavriya, basically, Klippe, he does both things together, Kedeklippe, but Bishul it isn't. Even Kedeklippe, it's not Bishul. But if we are going to apply the Tal, the Marshal's definition of Bishul, that Bishul is distinguished from Mir Bliye, in the sense that when you have Bliye, so you just have Bliye. But when you have Bishul, you have a combination of Mafri and Mavriya. So then, the Rashba Shita is that Klisheini is Mivashel to the extent of Kedei Klippe. So in Melee, we could explain the Mariv on the basis of the Rashba Shita too. You see? So there are three ways how to explain this Mariv. How to explain this Mariv. Now, and then, so when the Ramo says, with everything Mochush, so it means with everything Mochush, even in respect to Iruv Mayim Sheyidicho Ben Klimoso in Mayim Sheyidicho Ben Klicholo Vilitim if the Behimo, why is it Mochush? Why is it Mochush? So if we explain it on the basis, because midrabonon it's merzekin vashel. It's merzekin vashel. In other words, that the Mariv agrees in the sheet of Tesis in Shabbos Ikil, that midrabonon there is bishul by the Shein, because of merzekin vashel. So then we can understand very well as to why the Ramo says we live in Lochush, v'yafrichatchila imo zelachundas be'alme, v'yameke leivzit. Why? Because first of all, the Ramo doesn't pass like Tesis Shite, even Gabi Shabbos, he doesn't pass like Tesis Shite. He doesn't pass, and assuming that Gabi Shabbos, we do pass, but it has only application to Shabbos, so by Shabbos, there is a Nisa of Melzik and Vashel, but not Gabi Mosvacholo. Now, if we explain, the Mari on the basis of the Shittas Rashi, that the Rashbo who says that Kidei Klipe it is Mafli to Mavliya together, Klisheini, so then the Shita of the Mari has to be that in accordance with the definition given by the Marshal and the Taz and the Shach, that whenever something is mafrid and mafriya together, then it's not just bliyeh, then it is bishl. Then bishl is constituted. So that's the marim shite. But the Ramo says, why? Because the Eved, we are not cheshish for the Rashba Shite. As the Mechaber says, in Simen Kufei, Sibbeis, Viru Lochish Lizoya Vidor Lechatchila, the Eved not. And the Ramo is not Masik on the Mechaber on that. And then he says, Yafu Lechile, Eimboze, El Chumres Bialne. Why? Because even though Lechatchila, so it's Rol Lochish, for the Rashba Shite, but that's only Ligabe Isu, it's a beheter. Not because of the Cholom. But, so there it's an union of Bliya and Plaintiff. So, mainly the Rashba Shite is, it's Mafrit Mavliya. Mashaykin was a Cholom. So, it's only there are big shloss for Teiro. So, even according to the Rashba, that it's Mafrit and Mavliya, but Bishl it isn't. It's Mafrit Mavliya and Bishl it isn't because it's not the Rabishl. The usual way of being the Vashel is on fire. Okay? I'll declare it. Not on the cliché. So even according to the Rashba, it's very mistaken. Yeah. Even according to the Rashba, that cliché is Mafrit and Mavliya together. But Bishl it isn't. Now, however, if we say that the Marib is reference to a case where the water, the hot water that has fleshy kikris, and the hot water that has milky kikris, is burning hot, yad nichles bei, it's in accordance with the shita of the chayotom, that where it's burning hot, then there is no different declaration of the shady, then the Ramos memre, uvidevet imochish bechol ze, v'av lechatchile imbo ze, lechumres bi'alme, the Amikal Yipsi is a little strange. Because then it will follow, number one, that the Ramo is not Cheshish for the Shite of the Chayodom, and that even the Chathile is not Cheshish. Well, that's will be a little strange. But it's shy to say that. Now the third Chum that Ramo mentions. Oitkos. The Akli Sheisim B'Mayim B'Fifas Oresh Ein Lishamish Be Deisim Eiso Meifa Shol Akiro U'Regilus U'Nisanif Shom Bosa B'Chol. So then, all the Nesi Kevin point out, this Mario definitely holds the Mario as far as Rabbeinu Baruch in the Mordechai is concerned. So you could argue, and you could say that Rabbeinu Baruch has reference only to a case where the Gentile maid has one path and she constantly keeps on cooking, so in Mele, you cannot be Mechiach, you cannot be used from this Rabbi Baruch, that his shite is, that if you are Mevashe, Cholom, in Egdei Rosh Eimah Basyeimah of Boso, that it becomes a Chetzor Vazachol. Because the Rabbi Baruch has reference to a case where we know it's every Bliya is a Beinik. That's the only part that she eats every day. So in Mele, we know that there is a Bliya of Boso and there is a Bliya. Or at least there is a Sophic Hashon. You could argue. So there is no Rayim Chachas. However, in respect to the Marim, there is a Rayim Chachas. That the Marim goes so far as to apply the din of Shalei Kiderech HaChalosov to Bosa B'Cholov, even to a case where, at the very outset, when the combination of Bosa and Cholov takes place, it's not Mishumach. It's both. Because then all the Nesikeli raise the question against the Mario, why does he say that we shaysim be mayim lechbifa sarish, ain't we shamish me, the isim is on the eight verse of Akiro, who he gives us to be sarish of Bosa B'Cholov. But it's ashes. It's ashes. It's not all achille. It's certainly not talmud shuvah. I mean, how could there be, eifer that should have a talmud shuvah? So it's not all achille. So why should it be osir to use that keli for my mechlifas of age? Why? Because it is made from the eifer shel akiro, and that eifer has tahubes of bosa, tahubes of cholov, but that's burned. It's certainly pogum. It's certainly pogum. So it's an available real gear. And here, at the time when you make the combination, so it's pogum. So the maril, there is a raya brune, that the maril goes so far as to apply the aloche of shalik derech achiloson, even to a case where at the very outset, when the combination between bosa component and the cholov component takes place, so it's pogum. So of course, so we understand very well as to why the Rambam says in respect to the third chumah, who we dare to mochus before say, that the chatchila in bazel chumah the alme vehamikil lo yuzi vehamikil lo yuzi vilochein yish leseir now the fourth chumah vilochein yish leseir gam kein yishtamish min agdele yish latanurim shebebeis achir mishmitzim aleir vipomim bosa vicholo min agdele shebebashnu mitanurim. Now that certainly is from this Mariv also he can deduce that the halacha of Nesim Talmud Gam has no application to Bosa Chol. And some Achrenim explain the Mariv on the basis of the Lechatchile, because Lechatchile there is a Nisa to be Mishtamish. To be mishtamish in something that is nisim talmud gam, you're not allowed to be mishtamish. But it's not mashma because of that rabbono. Since he says lochem yishleser gam ke mishtamish minagdirin shvatanurim shemizachir mishemilitzim alim lipomim bosar becholov minagdirin shemivashtu mitanurim. Even though it's not a bihemei, it's not a bihemei. So if the marif shita had been that. Where it's not a miyamei, so then even by Moshe B'cholov it's muter, but it's only osir mit rabbonon for the same way as it is osir to be mevashel of the kele of iser that is not a miyamei. So, but here it's only a choshe lipomim. Nobody saw that bosor was nitas. Nobody saw that cholov was nitas. Choshe, it's possible because you are mevashel bosor sometimes, you are mevashel cholov sometimes. So mele. It's possible. So, if the Marif Shite is that the halacha of Nesim Talmud Gam with the Reise doesn't apply to Bosa B'cholov, so then we understand as to why he's Cheshish. But if the Marif is made that it doesn't, that the halacha of Nesim Talmud Gam Muter applies with the Reise to Bosa B'cholov. So why should we be Cheshish? So it's mashma that the Marif holds that the whole halacha of Nesim Talmud Gam Muter has no application to Bosa B'cholov. Has no application to Bosa B'cholov. So the mele, we have to be cheshish that the gdele is shebeis achiret. So since sometimes Bosa is spilled and sometimes cholov, even though days have passed since this happened, so it's certainly Nesim Talmud Gam, and it's not even vadai that Bosa and cholov spilled. How do we know that it's possible? So let us be tailor the hockey. So it's mashma that from the Mariv holds that Nesim Talmud Gam is also midiraisi by Bosa Chol. So the mele we have to be cheshish. So he says with everything lochush becholze v'yafrichatchilim bazel achumas daume v'amikol yusei in respect to the fourth chumre. Because there is no choshen reise, and as far as the rabbonon of this Talmud Gam, why should it be cheshish? In the rabbonon we can be tailor lock. Right, that's the pshat in this rabbonon. All right, now the specific test, the asurim banoi, the shach, the asurim banoi. Hayneke sheidichom b'mayim ritch, v'yir vo makach ritch, holavo chinosu banoi. Keep the loss of material, the rabbish, of course, if it's not the rabbish, so then ניצ נאט אז אבל נוי די רבון ניצ מוד אבל הוא הגיבו סלי סערים שום בוס על החול די פשעקי ויהוד הוא ניצע היתאי so what did he say הוא התקוס די הכלי שאיצי נימאי נכתית הסרנש אין נשאר נשאר די די איצי מייסי מאי פשעקי הוא הגיבו סלי סערים שום בוס על החול ויהוד הוא ניצע היתאי נכתית הסרנש שערי נמם משום ולוחץ חשב או שצערי נמד so משום so the tendencies ולוחץ חשב כאילו שאין מדבר שלו אכילה ולחושב ענוי כאילו שאין נמד בגוף איסה וכמו שנסבויה וכמה נשים את צערי דלת now this is mentioned He talks of the case where Gdeira became Osa because it was the way of Osa B'chol. So the whole Gdeira is Osa B'chol.